That's right. Rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address. If you want to add to the conversation, if there's something that's been living in your head for minutes, days, weeks, months, years, you name it, decades even, rentfree1310 at gmail.com. Love to hear what the P1s have. I want to start with something that's been a personal one for the better part of a year. I don't know if you remember a few, maybe last spring, summer, when Jimmy Kimmel was on his dry dock. You had Martin Short guest host for a week, and one episode was full on Jiminy Glick. Greatness. And if you're not familiar with Jiminy Glick, it's a fake character he does. He puts on a fat suit, he crams his mouth full of donuts, and he's very disinterested, and it's just a weird character. And there was one segment where he interviewed Bill Hader. And I go back and watch this about once a month just because I think it's hilarious to watch Bill Hader crack up at Jiminy Glick. Yeah. And there was one moment where he just completely does a left turn question, and we'll explain further after you play the audio, Ham.
Willie Mays just died. You see, you're choked up about it. Do you hold any responsibility at all for this? Very suspicious, you reacted.
No,
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry.
No, no, no. It was a hard turn into Willie Mays dying.
But you like Willie Mays.
I love Willie Mays.
I like Willie Mays, too.
You're a baseball fan?
No.
And every time I'm at home and there's a pregnant pause, or if we're in the studio and it gets quiet, I'll just bust out, so Willie Mays just died. And I think of Bill Hader cracking up.
It's so, and this was seriously, days after Willie Mays died.
Yes, of course. Of course.
And you pretty much Willie Mays died Solomon Thomas yesterday, too. When he's like, oh, so Ozzy Osbourne died.
He said he knew Ozzy's name, I guess, but didn't quite know who he was.
I think he confused him with Kiss.
Yeah.
Because he said the makeup, and he did wear some makeup. He wore the eyeliner and stuff.
Maybe not as dramatic as Alice Cooper,
right?
But he would wear the dark eye makeup for sure, because, again, he was the Lord of Darkness.
So, yeah,
R.I.P.
We'll just be driving to work. So Willie Mays just died.
So, let's go to the P1s, and this is from Sweet, Sweet Amy. And I've been holding on to this one because we have not had Ham with us, but she
Welcome
says...
Welcome back, Ham.
Yes. Love having Ham. Anytime,
you give yourself some applause.
Amy says, anytime I say cusp, I think of Ham, of course. But it's now bled over to any time I say cups.
Right.
I was setting up for a work event yesterday, and I had to think hard every time I asked someone about cups to make sure I didn't say cups. And I live in Virginia, so every time I make a ticket reference, no one knows what I'm talking about, Amy. And I'm guilty, too. And what's great is I think my had everybody in the car driving to dinner when I heard the Hardline replay the day Ham said cups.
And just like, listen to this.
So now every time we talk about a drinking device, or if we're on the cusp of something.
Really any word that cups ends with a UPS. Like like the beer tups.
Oh, yeah.
I say tups.
Yeah.
It's just, it's in my vernacular. It's rent-free in everybody's head.
And it's also bled over to clips now. Now that's clips.
Clips.
Okay.
I'm just going to start saying, I can't even say cusp anymore, because cups. I will just naturally say cups or cups. I'll say cups. Oh,
I love it. I love it
just
so much.
Everywhere.
P1
we are
Brian.
On these cups.
Oh.
Cups.
P1 Brian says, every time I hear Jubb's song reference whiskey on the weekend, I hear whiskey on the weekend. And that just speaks to Jubb's slippage into alcoholism, Brian in Arlington. But I feel like Brian is... Is this a Mondegreen? Is he hearing it wrong? Because I feel like the line is still ski on the weekends.
I believe it's still ski on the weekends. We have to
still ski on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty still ski.
He is still skiing.
But did he have another song where he talked about skiing and he wanted to remind people?
Ooh.
Like, why is he having to tell people he's still doing it?
Yeah, maybe in his debut album it was...
It was his follow-up big hit.
And everyone was
ski
wondering...
on the weekends.
Like, the George, with all this newfound fame... Still have time.
Or maybe there's maybe there's a songwriting trilogy like, hey, gonna go to the lake and ski.
Yeah.
Part two is currently skiing, and part three, still at it.
The highlight of my year so far was being on the boat with Jubb at the compound.
Okay.
And he's driving around, and it's just George where he's meant to be. He's on the lake. He's on a boat. He's happy.
Yeah.
And then he gets the double-barreled margarita machine.
Mango
Man,
mousse.
That made me happy. Mango. We need to have a mango mousse party soon.
Well, we are here
up here next year.
We are here at camp, and I think football is starting to become a bigger and bigger factor in everyone's life. And
everybody's world.
P1 Joe emails in. He says, I can never hear the word compromise without thinking of Emmett Smith. There's a new Kroger commercial that we actually run here on the station, and they say never compromise multiple times, and he has to say it in Emmett voice. P1 Joe.
And I never compromise.
And Justin, help me out. Was it Emmett in studio one day when they did the incredible, maybe one of the greatest backbends in ticket history, when they were talking about golfer Larry Mize and comping him like a drink or a meal and how he would never compromise?
I know they would talk about that off air, and then they tried to work in as many as they could when he was the ticket stock headliner.
Yeah.
Man, what year did that happen? That had to have been...
That was 2020.
The Never Compromise? I'm saying the original
never
drop.
Never Compromise.
That had to have been...
That feels like 15 years ago, 2010
or so. I think I was in college when that happened. And it's just so funny every year, the new words that will just get ruined by the station.
Yes.
Like 12 months ago when we're here and you hear cusp, it's just, cups. Okay, it's just another word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows what it's going to be next? It's the greatness of this station. Never compromise.
Because they had when we had Emmett on, they would try to work in tequila I asked for.
Yeah.
Like, all the bingos for Emmett.
Wow.
And he was eating beef.
Okay.
Emmett's way.
And that wow drop you just played, that's what I think of when I hear people say compromise.
Wow.
I'll take it to a next level and think of the next drop that Ham will play.
Wow.
I think of this one.
And you've been to Mexico, right?
Mexico.
Like how everything from that spot is a drop. Every single second of it. Greatness.
Love it. P1 Trey says, hello, sweet spot. And I guess he sent this last week. The ESPYs are on, and Shane Gillis is hosting. We played some of that audio in his monologue. He goes, am I the only one who thinks of Shea Gilgis Alexander every time I hear that name? I can't separate the two and lives rent-free in my head.
Huh.
There's a joke in there somewhere, right? Cheers, boys. Longtime P1, Trey. And I never really thought about that until now. But now I'm going to call him Shane Gillis Alexander.
Yeah.
Because Gilgis is a very trippable word.
Man, I remember, like, when he was...
Her name, I guess.
When he was playing in L.A., before he was a big deal, I remember everybody calling him Shai Gilgis Alexander. Because nobody could get Shay. S-G-A. Shane Gilgis Alexander. I'm sure he's heard it before.
Of course.
It's in a joke or something of his.
All right, and one final one here. Let's go to P1 Dustin. Because Dustin brought back something. I'm not quite sure when this happened, but this was when Norm was holding down the invasion with Donovan 10 to noon. He goes, hi, sweet spot. So I don't think it's been played on the station since Norm retired, but the audio of Norm playing Mario and Donnie Dew telling him to haul ass lives rent-free in my head every day. Hopefully this reaches you and I get to hear it at least one more time because it's incredibly hilarious to me. Love what you guys do to your bodies. That is P1 Dustin. So we were talking on the air about Norm playing old 8-bit Nintendo, if he'd ever done that, and he said no. And I believe TC or Cray-Tray brought up the 8-bit Nintendo, and we had a whole audience in the studio. And Ham, I think we have the play-by-play of that, do we not?
All right, this is your last run, Norm. We need something that good to happen right here. This is your last run. Oh, you almost jumped over, but you didn't. You're good. Right. Now you're big. You're big, Norm.
You got this, Norm. Should we tell him to climb down one of the tubes this time?
No, maybe go to the bonus level? No.
Yeah, let him.
We're not.
He would forget
this.
If you sent him down to the tube.
Yes, he did.
We'll do it.
There you go. Now let's haul ass and jump.
Jump.
Haul ass.
Wait a minute. A miracle run. I've got a question.
That is his fault.
I got a question. When the hell did they allow a duck to come in and get me?
What a run that last one was. Oh,
the chaos.
Run. Oh.
Such a vivid memory of yesteryear. I love it. Great. All right, it's rent-free every Wednesday. If you want to add, again, rentfree1310@gmail.com. We want to fill the pipeline. If we don't get to it in a given week, we will definitely hold on to it and get to it down the road.